Okay, now it's time. Time to start letting your mind go, to allow yourself to relax, to allow yourself to sink down into a nice and comfortable trance. We'll begin with a simple relaxation and go from there. So start by relaxing your feet. Just let them become nice and heavy and comfortable. And as you allow them to relax, just let yourself go. Let the relaxation flow all through you. It starts with your feet and works its way up to your calves. But very soon your entire body, your entire mind will be very, very relaxed. Letting your calves and your feet relax. Letting all the tension, letting everything just flow away. Nice and comfortable. And as you continue to listen and relax, you can feel the relaxation moving upwards, upwards into your thighs, your calves, your feet, so very, very comfortable and relaxed, just simply letting the world slip away as you listen to my voice. And relax, allowing your body to become so very, very heavy and comfortable, allowing your mind to still as you focus only on my voice and relax. Feel the relaxation from your waist all the way down to your feet, your waist, your thighs, your calves, your feet, just simply allowing them to let go, to relax, to just simply feel amazingly comfortable. There is no need to do anything, but listen and relax. That's right. And now your stomach and chest, letting them relax as well, allowing your breathing to slow, nice and slow and steady, in and out, steady, comfortable breathing. It gets deeper and deeper as you relax more and more. Nice and slow. It almost feels like the whole world is slowing down around you as your mind relaxes further and further. Your chest, your waist, your thighs, your calves, your feet. All of them feeling so very, very nice and deep and relaxed. Now let it work up into your shoulders, allowing your shoulders to relax. Your shoulders, then your arms, then your hands, and your chest. And your waist, your thighs, your calves, your feet, allowing your entire body to achieve such a nice, comfortable state of deep, deep relaxation. Relaxed all the way from your shoulder, all the way down to your toes. your body not even wanting to move, as you just simply listen and relax. And the more you relax, the more comfortable you become, the more your mind finds itself focusing only on my voice. Now, feel the relaxation all through your head. Feel your face relaxing, your neck, your shoulders, your arms, your hands, your chest, your waist, your legs, your feet. Complete relaxation from head to toe. You are completely relaxed, just listening to my voice and letting go. So very, very comfortable and relaxed. And now it's time for your mind to relax as well. Feel your mind sinking down, down into a nice deep trance. Feel me carrying you downward, down from 10 to 1. With each number, your relaxation getting deeper and deeper, your mind sinking further and further into trance. 10. So very relaxed. Your mind floating down deeper and deeper. 9. The relaxation working its way all through you. So very, very comfortable and relaxed. Letting my voice guide you down. 8. Feel your mind sliding down even deeper. So very deep and comfortable. So very, very relaxed. Your mind and your body sliding away deeper and deeper into trance. 7. It feels so good to relax and go this deep, to just let your mind go, let your thoughts go, to let yourself sink down so very deep into trance. 6. We're almost halfway there now. Your mind is already nice and deep and relaxed. As we work our way down the last 5 steps, the last one, little bit, towards a very, very deeply relaxed trance. 5. Halfway there and going deeper. Your mind focused only on my voice as you shut out the rest of the world and let yourself follow me. Even deeper. 4. Deeper and deeper still. Your mind sliding down, down the most comfortable of trances. So very, very deep, completely relaxed, completely focused on my voice. 3. Your trance is already so very, very deep, and we are just leading you down even deeper, further and further with every word, till all that exists is your trance, all that exists are the words I'm speaking as I guide you down so very, very deep. 2. We are almost there, almost to the deepest of trances. The rest of the world, so very far away and unimportant, All that matters right now is listening to my voice and going deeper. One, so very, very deep, your mind and body completely relaxed as you listen to my voice, as I guide you. And now that you are nice and deep, I want you to imagine something. Picture yourself returning to wherever it is that you may live. As you're approaching your place, it's already nightfall. The sun has set. The moon is out. And a quiet shiver runs through your body. The shiver has nothing to do with the air outside. It's a very pleasant evening. You yourself are so very, very comfortable. But the shiver seems to reach all the way to your very soul. You can almost feel it. It feels as if there's another's eyes upon you, as if someone else is looking at you, looking through you, or even worse, deeply into you. You turn your head, almost afraid to do so. You turn, and you see a very tall man, dressed in very, very classical clothes. The clothes are immaculate. The man's flesh is pale. There doesn't seem to be a hint of tint to it. It's as if his body has never seen the sun, and yet at the same time, his hair is immaculate, his body is immaculate, and his eyes, there's something about his eyes. As you look into them, you find yourself drawn into them. It almost feels as if you're falling into them. His eyes are drawing you in so very, very deeply. You don't even realize it. As he steps closer, closer to you, you feel no particular warmth from his body, yet at the same time a strange ache flows through your own. An ache and a deep, resounding fear. You know so very deeply that you are in danger, and yet you cannot turn away. You cannot turn your head even an inch as he steps even closer. You can smell him now. There's something about him, something you cannot quite place. You cannot entirely place it, but as his hands touch you, you feel yourself becoming even weaker. You know that you should be fleeing, running away. You know somewhere deep down inside of you, you are in terrible, terrible danger, and yet your eyes can't seem to look away. And then, in the span of a blink, his eyes move away from yours. And before you can do anything, you feel his lips touching your neck. There's something about them, something frightening, something desirable. A shiver runs through your body, a shiver of terror, but at the same time a shiver of deep, unbridled lust. And as that feeling washes through you, you feel the tiniest of pricks. There is no real pain, none whatsoever, but in that moment you know that your skin has been punctured, and in that moment you feel something you have never felt before. It feels as if your entire soul is being sucked from your body. It feels as if your will, your own free will, is being sucked through that little wound. It feels as if your very mind is being drawn out through two small puncture holes on your neck. You can feel the blood escaping you. You can feel the weakness that is flowing through your body. At that same exact instant, you feel a deep, burning desire that is growing inside of you. A desire that is almost unspeakable. Almost unspeakable in its power. You desire this man more than you have ever desired anyone in your life. You feel that desire just as you feel your blood being drawn away, just as you feel your will being drawn away, your very mind being pulled away, drawn into the power, the will of another. You feel both empty and helplessly aroused at the same time. You feel yourself being drained of any and all choices, of any and all free will. It feels as if it is flowing freely into this man, sucking your life's blood away. And as you feel your blood seeping from your body, at the same time you want, you need to worship this man carnally. Your own desires are peaking, growing stronger with every passing breath. You're practically reaching the edge of orgasm just from this singular experience. Even as you feel yourself held helplessly in his will, at the same time you feel as if your entire body has reached the edge of a powerful, powerful orgasm. That's right. The same moment you're on that edge, the same moment that you would scream out and beg this man to allow you, to take you, to bring you shuddering over that edge, in that very, very moment, you feel his fangs slowly withdraw from your neck, almost reluctantly, as if he were savoring something for one last moment. And as you feel them slide from your neck, part of you is ready to beg him, to plead with him, to allow you to do anything to him. And another part of you is screaming at you to run away, to run as far away as you can, that if you ever see this being again, he will take more. And if he were to visit you a third time, there would be nothing left, only a great emptiness, and complete and utter obedience. Obedience to this man who inflames your heart and your body so. Something so very, very scary and terrifying all at once. And then, just as soon as he was there, you feel his presence slipping away from you. You know that he's gone just as quickly as he arrived, and yet you find yourself left there, yearning, panting, practically begging for him to return and take you again. You feel so very, very utterly drained and weak. You know you're going to have to hide the mark on your neck, hide it from everyone. At the same time, you know that if something isn't done, he will return, and he will take you, and in time he will make you one of his own. The thought sends a thrill through you, a thrill and a deep abiding fear of exactly what that means. And now I'm going to wake you back up. You will awaken at the count of five. You'll remember everything that happened. You can decide if you want to remember it as a dream, or as if it's something that just simply happened to you recently. Allow your own mind to figure that out. But you will awaken, refreshed and awake, remembering everything that happened, and knowing that you may very well come back to the file again, listening to it, and becoming enthralled even further. 1. Waking up. 2. More and more awake. 3. Closer and closer. 4. Almost there. 5. Awaken. Refreshed and awake. I hope you enjoyed it.